Back in 2014, a federal program that offered generous subsidies to help homeowners pay for federal flood insurance premiums expired, though Congress delayed some of the often drastic premium increases. The state, led by Pinellas Senator Jeff Brandis, worked to entice private insurers to offer more coverage and thus keep premiums lower. Now, as WSS Bobby O'Brien reports, Congress is now considering ways to expand flood insurance options.
House Bill 2901 is a bipartisan effort from two Florida U.S. representatives. Republican Congressman Dennis Ross of Lakeland teamed up with his Democratic colleague from the Treasure Coast to help consumers hit with rising flood insurance premiums.
My friend Patrick Murphy and I passed a bill out of committee that's going to help consumers and homeowners with flood insurance. But the only way we were able to get this through is in a bipartisan fashion. If it was all mine or all his, it would go nowhere.
Instead, the Ross-Murphy flood insurance reform bill passed out of committee with a unanimous vote of 53-0. Ross says the bill gives homeowners more options by allowing private insurance companies to compete with the federal National Flood Insurance Program.
The private companies will help mitigate or lessen the damage to a home. They have a vested interest in their capital at risk, so they're going to want to make sure that your basement, if you have one, is waterproof, that you have berms around your house. The federal government doesn't do that.
He considers the bill good transitional legislation, but adds it is not the final answer to flood insurance.
This is a cultural change for us to be able to get the government out of the business of business and let the private sector come in. Now, the best part about this is that if you don't like the private sector, you can stay with the government at no penalty.
The next step is a full vote in the House and then action by the Senate, where Ross says it has bipartisan support. The bill would then need the president's approval. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.